This is the second time this year.
我们有三个人要受洗。
We have three people who are going to be baptized.
但是有一位到现在还没到。
But one hasn't show up yet.
我们现在请人去特别带他来。
We are having someone to go and bring her here.
我们大家为这事情祷告好吗？
Let's pray about this.
我们都起立好吗？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray. Arise and pray.
我想神是要这三位都受洗的。
I believe that God wants all three to be baptized.
但是有特别的拦阻。
But they have special hindrances.
这个困难不是我牧师一个人面对，你们要跟我一起面对。Amen.
This hindrance not only pastors facing, but we are all facing.
我们一起来祷告好吗？
Let's pray together.
你说牧师，我要祷告什么呢？
You say, Pastor, what am I going to pray about?
我们来赞美神好吗？
Let's praise the Lord.
没有关系，我们就赞美神好吗？
We're going to praise the Lord.
为你神对你生命的一切祝福 ，praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for every blessing.
在非常困难环境，最需要的就是要赞美。
When we are in trials, the most important thing to do is praise.
牧师讲什么时候，你们说阿门好吗？
Whatever Pastor said, can you say Amen?
我们需要赞美神。
We need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来赞美好，为你生命里面一切的。顺境逆境我们都感谢赞美神我们同声祷告好吧每个人都开口祷告主我们感谢你我们赞美你哈利路亚我们今天这样一个聚会来感谢你主啊求你来到我们当中哈利路亚我们特别为陈红祷告求主与他同在让他顺利的来到主啊你恩待我们今天来的每一位要受洗的他们的朋友主啊我们感谢你主耶稣我们欢迎你来到我们当中最重要是荣耀的主来到我们当中主啊你现在就来宝血来遮盖我们每一位来释放我们让我们能够专注在你的身上主啊我们感谢你
Lord Jesus we thank you
我们奉你的名在这里聚集
We in the name of Jesus we gather here
撒旦就要逃窜
and Satan's gonna be run away.
我们特别祷告
we pray especially
让我们大家能够专注
that we all can be focused
专注在你的身上
to be focused on you
不要想东想西想南想北
and not to think about everything else
我们专注在主耶稣的身上
we're gonna focus on you
我们奉你的名在这里替人施洗
in the name of Jesus we're gonna baptize your people
这是大使命
This is great commission.
主啊，你说你们要去。
Lord, you say go.
是万民做我的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名替他们施洗。
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, baptize.
我们今天就奉你的名在这里施洗。
Today we can, in your name, we'll baptize.
愿你的权柄来到这里。
May your authority come, sovereignty come.
愿你的权柄来到这里。
May your authority will come.
求你也恩待这三位受洗的
May you be with these three who are going to be baptized
他们都要顺利的受洗完成
That they will complete their baptism
成为基督耶稣的门徒
Become Jesus' disciples
从今天开始
From today
紧紧的跟随你
To follow you closely
祷告奉主耶稣的名求
In the name of Lord Jesus we pray
Amen
Amen
我们仍然站立好我们来读神的话
Let's continue standing and read God's word together
陈宇，请把经文打出来好吗？哥林多后书五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter five, verse seventeen.
我们一起来念好吧，我们大声来念，预备，来。
Together.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。好，请坐。
Okay, please be seated.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
我们能够在一起在这里。
We can be here together.
这么好的一个教堂。
In a nice facility.
我们有这么好的天气。
We have bright sunny day.
我们有三位弟兄姊妹们，他们愿意来受洗。
We have three brothers and sisters who are willing to be baptized.
我们今天的洗礼聚会，这个受洗的人，他们有很大的挑战。
Actually, the three people who are getting baptized.Baptized face a lot of challenges.
有两位姊妹说他们过去这个礼拜都做噩梦。
And two of them, two sisters say they had nightmares every day.
很可怕的噩梦。
Scary nightmares.
然后我们的弟兄啊就生病整个礼拜一直在咳嗽。
And our brother was sick physically all week.
然后没有办法好好的休息。
And wasn't able to rest well.
但是我们感谢赞美主。
But we thank the Lord.
这证明今天这聚会很重要。
It shows that today's baptism is very important.
Amen.
Amen.
我们当中如果你还没有信主的，你要考虑下一次要轮到你来受洗。
So those who hasn't placed faith in Jesus, you might want to consider next time maybe you can be baptized.
受洗是非常有果效的。
Baptism is very effective.
当一个人真正诚心在神面前来受洗的时候，
When a person sincerely wants to be baptized before the Lord,
当他受洗了以后，
After baptism,
他生命有很大的释放。
In his life, there's a lot of deliverance.
我们曾经有位姊妹在我们这边受洗，几年前的事情。
A few years ago, we baptized a sister.
她以前也是常常有噩梦，然后好像有鬼压身呢，常常。好像鬼来压他。
So before she was baptized, she has a lot of nightmares, and the evil spirit come and oppress her all the time.
没有办法有一个平静的夜晚。
And she wasn't able to have a peaceful, restful night.
她在受洗之前，我有特别的访问她 ，interview 她。
So before she was baptized, I interviewed her.
我也特别为她祷告。
And I prayed for her.
很奇妙的一件事情。
Amazing thing happened.
她受洗的那天以后。
The day that she was baptized and thereafter,
再也没有任何的没有任何的这个噩梦。
She never once again had any nightmares.
然后鬼也不来压她的身。
And the evil spirit doesn't come and oppress her anymore.
我就想问大家为什么会这样。
And I want to ask everyone why that was so.
为什么？
Why?
哎，讲得很好。
Because the evil spirit is scared of her.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
你今天第一次来，或者你不太知道，你觉得哎呀，你牧师你在讲什么？你在讲 fairy tale 啊
？So if this is your first time, never heard about this, you probably think I'm telling you a fairy tale.
这一点都不是 fairy tale， 这是非常真实的事情。
It's not a fairy tale, it's reality.
因为那个姊妹后来她来聚会，她脸是笑嘻嘻，因为她晚上都睡得很好。Amen.
After that, when she come to church, her face is shines.And because she had a good rest.
所以我开玩笑说，如果你还没有信主，你晚上睡觉睡不好，你要赶快来受洗。
So I'm just telling, I'm just joking that if you doesn't know the Lord, and you have to come quickly to get baptized.
因为我们的主是一位真正有权柄的主。
Because our God is a God with power, almighty power.
No, authority.
With authority.
当他进入到里面的时候。
When you come into your life.
如果你让耶稣今天做你的主。
If you let Jesus be your Lord.
你里面的一些黑暗权势通通要离开。
The darkness within you has to leave.
Amen.
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 所以我希望你今天好好听我讲这个信息。
So I hope you can pay attention to my message today.
非常的重要。
Very important.
我的题目是转化的人生，转化的开始。
My topic is a transformed life, transformation begins.
当今天我们这些三个弟兄姊妹们受洗。
When our three brothers and sisters get baptized.
就是一个转化的开始。
Is the beginning of a transformation.
这个节目单上是打成蜕变了，但是我后来决定用转化这个字，你不用翻了。我们首先要来看一件事情。
First of all, when I look at,
当这个转化的人生、转化的开始的前提是重生。
So before transformation can begin, you need to be born again.
请问什么是重生
？What is Born again.
你有没有重生
？Have you been born again?
请大家看我好吗？你不用看下
面。Everybody look at me.
请问什么是重生
？What is being born again?
那些都来参加苏醒聚会的，我们同工团回答什么是重生
？Okay, people who attend the spiritual awakening.
你再不回答，我就叫名字了。
Born again.
Angela, 什么是重生？你就坐在我前面，你回答。
So we put Angela on the spot.
Okay.
So the old has is dead. The new has come.
还有没有 ，Aaron？ 什么是重生？我都考那些两年内受洗的。Okay.
To be born again from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
牧师讲个故事给你们听啊。
Okay, Pastor, then give you a story.
有谁喜欢听故事的？
How many people like to listen to story?
有人说，哎呀，听讲道有时候很 boring， 就讲故事的时候比较好听。
Sermons is boring, but stories are more interesting.
2000年以前。
2000 years ago.
有一天晚上。
One night.
一个犹太人的官。
A Jewish
official. 他叫做尼哥底母。
His name's Nicodemus.
他就去找耶稣。
He came to see Jesus.
他一看到耶稣就非常热忱说，老师啊，我们知道你是从神那里来的，来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。
He came to Jesus and then said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God was not with him.
尼哥底母是一个非常有声望非常好的一个人。
Nicodemus is a very good person, in high position.
他是一个官，他又有钱，他又有学问。
He has education, he has status, he has money.
他什么都有。
He has everything.
但是他心里面有一个空处。
But in his heart, there's an emptiness.
所以他就来找耶稣。
So he came to see Jesus.
因为他觉得耶稣跟他不一样。
Because he noticed that Jesus is different from him.
没有想到耶稣对他说。
And he was surprised that Jesus told him.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你。
Jesus declared, I tell you the truth.
Truly, truly, I tell you. 人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
那尼哥底母就很困惑说，人都老了，像我这样，怎么能够再生一遍呢？难道我要回到我妈妈的肚子里面再来一遍吗？那我妈妈也那么老了，有人的妈妈都死掉了，怎么办呢？
And Nicodemus asked, How can a man be born when he's old? Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born.
主耶稣又说了。
Jesus answered,
又是实实在在的告诉他。
I tell you the truth.
我若不人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit.
所以根据耶稣所讲的重生的定义是什么呢？
So according to Jesus, a definition born again is
重生就是生第二遍。
To be born again is to be born the second time.
所以你们两位知道了什么是重就生第二遍，生第二次嘛。
It's to be born the second time.
重新再生一遍，是不是？第二次。
To be born the second time.
那主耶稣这边也讲得很清楚。
So here Jesus said clearly.
当你第一次生的时候，是谁把你生出来的？
So the first time you were born, who gave you birth?
你妈妈从肚子里把你生出来。
Your mother gave you birth physically.
那主耶稣说，那个是肉身生的。
And Jesus said, that is flesh giving birth to flesh.
第二次是圣灵把你生出来的。
And the second time is the Spirit give you birth.
是灵在灵里面生的。
You were born spiritually.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常的重要。
Brother and sister, this is very important.
很多人做基督徒很多年。
A lot of Christians have been Christians for many years.
他没有办法长进。
And they weren't able to grow.
他们老是头昏昏的。
They are always confused.
他们读了圣经就睡觉。
When they read the Bible, they fall asleep.
他们祷告就打哈欠。
And when they pray, they yawn.
你们觉得他们的问题是什么？
What do you think their problem is?
其中有一个问题就是他们从来没有重生。
One problem is that maybe they have not truly been born again.
听到吗？你说牧师，我就在那个就在这个范围内啊。
And you say, Pastor, I belong to this category.
你可能要聚完会赶快见我啊。
Maybe after the service, you need to see me.
我帮你把把墨啊。And help you check up.
I'll give you a check up.
让你知道你属灵的光景为什么会这样。
To see why you have this spiritual condition.
因为一个人重生了以后，他有一个新的生命在里面。
Because once a person is born again, he has a new life in him.
下面要注意翻译。中国人说龙生龙，凤生凤，老鼠的儿子会打洞。
So if you're born of.
你继续翻，你不用看我，你继续翻。谁帮他 翻这一句？来来来，龙生龙，凤生凤，老鼠的儿子会打洞。
Okay, so the dragon will give birth to a dragon.
继续翻
就好了。And a cow will give birth to a.
这是 called phoenix.
A phoenix will give birth to a phoenix, and the mouse will give birth to a mouse that will drill holes.
所以你是怎么？所以你是怎么样的？你是怎么样的生命，你就做怎么样的事。Amen.
So what you will do, things according to what's your life inside.
一个小偷，他就会一天到晚偷东西。
A thief will want to steal all the time.
因为他是小偷的生
命。Because he has the status of a thief.
No, life of a thief. 没有 status。 那个我就想问大家一个问题，如果你一个人重生以后他有什么生命啊？
So if a person is born again, what kind of life he has?
New life.
A new life.
他有神的生命在里面，是不是？
He has God's life in him.
所以他一定对神的事情很有兴趣。
So he will have a lot of interest in God's things.
所以牧师已经为你们每一个人把脉了。
So God, I already asked you the question.
I'm diagnosis for all of you.
I give you the diagnosis.
如果你对属灵的事一直没有兴趣，
If you don't have any interest in spiritual things,
continuously, 你可能从来就没有重生。
Maybe you have never been born again.
听到了吗？
Did you hear that?
你们可以回答 Angela 最后听到了吗？
Have you heard that?
这非常重要。
This is very important.
如果一开始就错了，
If you have a wrong start,
根本就没有进入神的国，
You have never entered into the kingdom of God.
你看这个尼哥底母来看耶稣的时候，
Look at when Nicodemus came to see Jesus.
他一来就跟耶稣戴高帽子。 He come here just whenever he see Jesus, he flattered Jesus. He said, you must come from God. Otherwise, you cannot do all these miraculous signs.但主耶稣根本就不理他这个。耶稣说：“我实实在告诉你，你一定要重生了。”
So Jesus ignored his flattering remarks and just told him directly, "You need to be born again."
中文讲良药苦口，是不是？忠言逆耳，怎么翻呢？下面有人翻。
I can do that. I mean, Jesus said that.
No, not Jesus. Chinese say
bitter medicine tastes bitter.
很多时候我们喜欢听讲人家讲的好话。
A lot of time we want to hear good things from other people.
但是那些话对你没有真正的帮助。
But those good words doesn't really help you.
Amen, 弟兄姊妹，是不是啊？
Amen.
我们一定要一个正确的开始。
We need to have the right start.
就是真正的重生。
And that is to be truly born again.
从圣灵跟水生的。
To be born of the flesh and of the spirit.
No, 圣灵跟水。Spirit and water.
To be born out of the spirit and water.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
水就是讲到约翰的洗礼，就是悔改的意思。
Born of water is referred to John's baptism, and that refers to baptism of repentance.
然后那个灵就是讲圣灵他自己的工作。
And the spirit refers to the work of the Holy Spirit.
每一个人他信主都是在人生的某一个阶段。神的圣灵光照他，看到他自己的光景。
So when people came to the Lord, there's always a moment where the Spirit come and enlighten the eyes to see their condition.
当他们看到自己光景之前，
before they see their own spiritual condition,
他们看到神的荣耀，
they saw God's glory.
他看到神怎么样的爱他，
they saw how God loves them.
每一个人被光照之前，悔改之前，都是经历到神的爱。
Before a person truly repent, they experience God's love.
Amen.
Amen.
我们当中有多少人已经重生了？你听我讲，你已经重生了。
How many here are truly born again? Raise your hand.
你是不是都是经历过神的爱啊？
You experience God's love first, right?
你是不是在人生的某一个阶段，那一天，那一时刻，你说是的，我要信耶稣。
And at a point in your life, you say, yes, Lord, I want to believe in Jesus.
然后你做了一个祷告，接受耶稣基督到你生命里做救主与主。
And you invite Jesus to be your Lord and Savior through a prayer.
然后主神的灵就到你的生命里面。
And the Spirit of God came upon you.
你就重生了。
And you become born again.
一个人要重生，要口里承认。
When a person is born again, they need to confess with their mouth.
他嘴巴一定要祷告，要讲得很清楚。他耳朵听到，天使听到，鬼也听到，上帝也听到。
They need to confess the Lord's name, speak out loud, verbally, so that the demons, God, and everybody else can hear it.
所以他有一个清楚的交代。
So he has a very clear conversion.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
开始非常重要。
The beginning is very important, having the right start.
如果你一开始就错了，你就错了。
If you have a wrong start, then you'll be wrong.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
我们看到转化的人生是从重生开始。
So the life of transformation starts with being born again.
但是重生并不是转化的终点。
But the born again is not the main point of transformation.
No, it's not the end of the transformation. 所以你受洗了，今天受洗以后不要就停止来聚会啊！那些刚刚受过洗都要继续来聚会。你要继续被造就，必须 被转化。
So when you are baptized, you cannot just drop out of church. You need to come to church continuously to be equipped and to grow and to be discipled.
转化是一生的旅程。
Transformation is a lifelong journey.
我们很多的过去有很多朋友，他们拿到洗礼证书就好开心。他说我已经拿到上天堂的门票了，以后就不见了。
See, many people got baptized in the past. Once they get baptized, they disappear. They thought they already got a ticket to heaven.
所以牧师今天要跟你讲，你搞错了，不是，你要从现在拿了上天堂门票，现在要开始进去了，真的要开始， Amen.
So I want to tell you today that when you get baptized, you only got a ticket. You need to enter in.
我们要不要停止聚会？
You cannot stop our fellowshipping.
因为你已经进入神的国。
Because you already enter into the kingdom of God.
神的新生命刚刚才在你里面。
God's life just start in begin in you.
当我们重生以后，
after we have been born again,
我们进入一个转化的人生，
we enter a life of transformation.
是重生新生命的一个展示。
It's a demonstration of a born again new life.
哥林多后书第五章十七节，保罗做了一个很伟大转化人生的宣告，他说若有人在基督里，就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So in 2 Corinthians 5:17 Apostle Paul made a declaration that if a person is new in Christ, if anybody is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old has gone and new has come.
当一个人重生之后，
After a person has been born again,
他开始一个崭新的转化的人生。
He start a life of transformation.
这个人生是不断的把旧的拿掉，把新的装上。
So this transformed life is a continuous process of taking off the old self and putting on the new self.
你当中有多少基督徒有这样经历的？举手。
How many of you had this experience?
保罗用了一个比喻，就是说好像把旧人脱掉旧的衣服，然后穿上新的衣服。
So Apostle Paul used an illustration of transformed life is like continuous putting
take off
the old clothes and put on a new clothes.
我们今天早上今天来聚会之前，你们有多少人穿衣服的
？How many people wear the clothes?
每一个都该举手吧，不然你现在
you all have put on your clothes, but when
是不是啊？你们今天早上来这边聚会前都有穿衣服 ，right?
You all wear your clothes.
你们有多少人晚上昨天晚上睡觉都没有脱衣服，就穿这样的？你说牧师，我昨天晚上就穿这样的。
How many people you went to bed with your clothes on today?
我们每一个人每一天几乎都有穿衣服脱衣服，是不是啊
？Every day we take off our clothes and put on new clothes.
有没有啊
？Do you do that? Change your clothes every day?
所以保罗有人大概不欠解，所以要赶快洗澡了啊。所以保罗这边用一个很简单的比喻。
So here, Apostle Paul used a very simple illustration.
他说，当一个人重生得救以后，
When a person is truly born again,
他开始一个新的旅程。
He started a new journey.
他要把旧的那些东西不断的拿掉。
He need to take off the old things.
然后不断穿上新的东西。
And keep putting on the new things.
我们有很多旧的习惯。
We have a lot of old habits.
很多人到了冬天呢，就这里痛那里痛。
In the winter, people start experiencing aches and pain.
你就说怎么回事啊
？And you wonder what happened？
哎呀，老毛病啊
！Oh, it's the old problem.
Amen.
Amen.
老毛病啊
！Old problem.
很多人做基督徒也一样。
A lot of Christians are like that too.
他知道不应该做这，不应该做那个。
He knows that he shouldn't be doing this and that.
他老是做。
But he always do that.
那牧师就问他说怎么回事啊
？And pastor asks, what's going on? What happened?
老毛病啊
！It's the old problem.
老毛病啊
！Old problem.
但是保罗说不能这样子。
But Apostle Paul said you cannot do that.
一个人重生了以后
，once you have been born again，
有一个转化的生命。
You have a transformed life.
转化生命的特征是什么呢
？What is the characteristic of a transformed life？
你要把老的拿去。
You need to take off the old self.
要把新的装进来。
You need to put on the new.
怎么样一个转化呢？
How can you be transformed?
三方面。
In three areas.
第一个是人生观的转化。
First of all, it's a changing your perspectives on life.
我特别要请所有的基督徒好好听这个，这非常的重要。
Christians, listen to this carefully.
非常重要。
Very important.
你的人生观要转化。
Your perspective on life needs to be transformed.
很多人以为做一个基督徒。
A lot of people think being a Christian.
特别在美国。
Especially in the US.
他们一做调查。
And they did a survey.
结果满街都是基督徒。
And everywhere are Christians.
可是你看他们的生活,
but when you look at their life,
跟基督的信仰一点关系都没有。
Their life is totally different from the faith in Christianity.
那些同意人说阿们。
If you agree, say amen.
你知道为什么吗?
Do you know why?
因为在美国很多人不知道什么叫做是基督徒。
Because many people in the U.S. doesn't know what is a true Christian.
他们以为礼拜天拿个圣经到教会去穿得漂漂亮亮坐一坐那就叫做基督徒。
They think a Christian is one who goes to church on Sunday, dress up really well, and carry a Bible.
我告诉你，那个不是叫基督徒。
That is not Christian.
那个叫做教友。
That is
churchgoer.
Churchgoer.
你知道什么叫教友吗？
You know what is a churchgoer?
下面我看他翻不翻得出来啊？教友就是教友，教友一叫就有。
So a church goer is that when you call them and invite them, they'll come.
Yeah. 你不叫他, 他就没有了。
If you don't call them, invite them, they will not come.
神不是要我们做教友。
God doesn't want us to be a church goer.
神要我们做他的门徒。
God called us to be his disciples.
跟随者。
Disciples. Follow him.
跟随主耶稣的教导。
To follow Jesus' teaching.
不是做教友。
It's not a church goer.
也不是做会友。
And it's not the one that says, it's not a member of the church.
你知道什么叫会友吗?
You know what is a member?
有会就有, 没会就没有。
They'll show up when there's a meeting, then no meeting, no show.
翻得很好啊。 有教有有, 这个翻得很棒啊。 感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
如何能成为耶稣基督的门徒?
How can you become a Jesus disciple?
就是要一个转化的人生。
You need to have a transformed life perspective.
第一个是你的人生观要转化。
Your life perspective needs to be changed.
什么时候你的人生观呢?
What is your life perspective?
人生观就要讲到说人为什么要活在这世界上。
Your life perspective asking, why are you here?
我就想问大家了。
I want to ask everyone.
你为什么活在世界上?
Why do you live on earth?
那个 瑜伽，你为什么活在世界上？ 你马上要受洗，我必须要问你啊！我搞清搞搞对你， 你啊， 为神而活，哇！你这标准答案。
She said, "Live for God."
昨天刚刚背的，是不是？
That's the transform life.
小青啊，你为什么活在世界上啊？ 回答得很好啊。
Mom gave me birth, so I live.
小青说：“我有什么 choice 啊？ 妈妈把我生下来，没有得到我允许，我就生下来。”
So I have no choice. My mother gave me birth, so I'm here.
你要知道，这个答案是很 popular 的。
Yeah, this is a very popular answer.
我问了好多人了。
I asked many people.
我说：“你为什么活在世界上？”
I said, "Why do you live on earth?"
他说：“牧师啊，我有什么 choice 啊？”
He said, "Pastor, I don't have any choice."
我爸爸妈妈没有得到我允许，就把我生下来了。
My parents didn't give me my permission and gave me birth.
如果我有机会，我想要生在美国啊。
If I have opportunity, I want to be born in U.S.
这样我就不要那么辛苦得到美国籍啊。
So I don't want to try so hard, try to get U.S. citizenship.
一个人在一个转化的人生里面,
when a person is going through transformation,
他的人生观有很大的转换。
He has a great transformation in his perspectives on life.
在重生以前,
before he was born again,
为谁活啊?
Who does he live for?
很多人为老爸老妈活啊,
a lot of people live for your parents' wishes.
尤其是亚洲的哈,
especially Asians.
国内都是一胎化, 都一个小孩,
in China, there's only one child policy.
为谁活啊?
So who do they live for?
为老爸老妈活,
they live for their parents.
有的时候我才不为他们活嘞,
and some people say, I don't care, I don't live for them. I live for myself.
还有为谁活啊?
And who else do you live for?
那一胎化, 老爸老妈就为儿女活啊,
and those parents live for their child, only
所以他们,
child.
他们很无私的, 我为你活, 你为我活。
So say, I live for you, you live for me. Meaningless.
还有人说为什么活啊?
And some people say, what do you live for?
糊里糊涂的活。
They live it without any purpose, confused.
还有就刚才像小青说的, 没办法, 被爸妈生下来, 只好活下去了。
And some people like Xiaoqin say, well, I have no choice. My parents put me here.
有人是为了赚钱,
and some people live for the money.
有人是为了有权利而活。
Some people live for power.
有人讲得很高, 说我是为国家而活。
And some people very noble say, I live for the country.
为贡献社会而活。
I live for serving the community.
但是一个人重生以后呢?
But once a person is truly born again,
真正的人生观应该怎么样呢?
What should be his true life perspective?
请问我们当中的基督徒, 你是真正重生的。 请问基督徒照圣经讲应该为什么而活?
So according to the Bible, how should we live?
Angela, 又回到你了。
And
我相信你有重生, right? 基督徒, 一个重生得救基督徒，我问 Wendy 好了，应该为什么而活？
So Wendy, what do you think? As a Christian, what should we live for?
为神啊？
为
神而活。
Live for God.
仔细听啊，一个真正重生的基督徒，他的人生活的目标哈，他的存在目的是要认识神，传扬神，还有荣耀神而活。Amen.
So a person who are truly born again, their perspective on life is to know God and to proclaim God and
glorify.
To glorify God.
Amen. If you agree, we say Amen. Okay.
If you agree, say Amen.
人一定要有一个正确的目标而活。
A person needs to have a right perspective to live.
如果你今天这是你的目标，
If today this is your perspective,
你生活就不一样。
Your life will be different.
你礼拜天来教会是一件享受的事情。
So when you come to church on Sunday, it should be a joyful time.
Enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
不是一个忍受的事情。
It's not to bear with.
因为你人生是要认识神。
Because in your life, you want to know God.
Amen.
Amen.
一定要真知，你要真正知道你所信的是什么。
You need to know what you believe.
你才能把它活出来。
So you will be able to live it out.
你今天来这边聚会，你就专心的聚会。
So when you come here to worship, concentrate and focus.
牧师讲到，你就把它写笔记都写下来。
Take notes on the sermon.
因为你要知道认识神。
Because you want to know God.
然后你回去的时候传扬神。
And when you go home, you want to proclaim God.
你跟别人分享。
You want to share with God with others.
你说，人家说你今天早上到哪去了？
People ask, where did you go this morning?
去那个大使命灵粮堂。
Went to the Great Commission Christian Church.
他们在那边讲什么？
What did they say?
他们说要重生啊。
They say to be born again.
他一定觉得很稀奇，什么叫重生啊？
And the person said, what is being born again?
因为你有写笔记啊。
Because you took notes.
你就把那个笔记拿出来。
So you took out your notes.
重新念一遍。
And you read again.
说龙生龙，凤生凤，老鼠的儿子会打洞。
Said, oh, dragon give birth to dragon, phoenix give birth to phoenix, and the rats give birth to rats, and they can drill holes.
重生就是从上帝再生一遍。
So be born again, to be born out of spirit.
所以第一个是一个重生，一个转化，第一个是人生观的改变。
So transform life, the first thing is to have a transformation on your perspective on life.
第二个是价值观的改变。
And the second one, to be transformed in your value system.
重生前什么是最重要？
Before you born again, what was the most important thing to you?
不要讲 born again 了， before, 就你觉得世界上人认为什么最重要？ 你最重要是什么？
According to the world, what do you think is the most important?
那个瑜伽，你人生，你觉得人生最重要是什么？钱是吧？ OK.
She said money.
小青呢？对。
Money was most important.
不是，他还没回答。
Reputation was important.
你们觉得人生最重要是什么？
What do you think is the most important thing in life?
Angela, 平安。
Peace.
这个好像比较形而上的人。你们觉得人生最重要的是什么？讲一
讲。What do you think is the most important in life?
不管你是重生得救之前、重生得救之后，就现在了。Happy.
To be happy.
李燕，你觉得人生最重要是什么？快乐啊。
Happy.
那就是 happy 嘛啊。还有呢？啊 ？Grace 说说看，人最重要是什么？要有追求。
Need to have a seeking heart.
那追求什么呢？他这个人是一直往前进的。
So, Pastor said, what do you need to seek?
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord, thank you.
有很多事情都很重要。
Many things are important.
但是最重要的我们不要 miss.
But we don't want to miss the most important thing.
最重要的事情就是在人生里最重要的事情就是最大的诫命。
So the greatest thing we need to pursue is the greatest commandment.
是什么呢？你们应该会讲吧。
What is the greatest commandment?
一起讲，预备，来，要怎么样？
To love the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength.
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次也相反，你要爱你的邻舍，如同爱你自己。
Your neighbor is yourself.
是不是高啊？
Isn't that high standard?
不只是 high standard, 是 high
level. High calling.
但是这是最重要的。
But this is most important.
主耶稣讲了一句话。
Jesus said,
不要忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么。
Do not worry about what you will eat, drink, or wear.
你的天父都知道。
Your father knows all your needs.
你要先求神的国跟神的义。
You need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
所以一切都要加给你。
And all these will be added unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
当你来先完全来爱神爱人的时候。
When you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love others,
神就把你所需要的一切都会加给你。
God will give you everything you needed.
好不好啊？很多基督徒只想要第二部分。
Many Christians want God's blessing.
就是神要把一切我需要都给我。
They want the part that, you know, everything I need, God will give it to me.
但是他们没有达到第一部分。
But they don't achieve the first condition for that.
我刚说要快乐的人呢，我就告诉你，你要真正的快乐，你要先寻求神的国和神的义。
So those say, you want to be happy, what you need to do is seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
其实圣经里从来没有讲到 happy.
Actually, the Bible didn't say happy.
圣经讲到是 joy.
God talk about joy, giving you joy.
不是快乐。
Not happy.
快乐是很短的。
Happiness is very short.
快快的乐一乐。
Quickly come and quickly go.
对，翻得很好。快快的乐一乐，就是快乐，快乐嘛，哦。Amen.
Amen.
喜乐是一直往前的，一直有的。Amen.
And the joy is continuous.
你就是很穷也可以喜乐。
You can be joyful when you're poor.
你就是生病也可以喜乐。
You can be joyful when you are sick.
你很不顺利也可以喜乐。
You can be have joy even though things are going well.
因为你的喜乐的源头不是你的环境。
Because your joy does not come from your circumstances.
第三个就是道德观。
Thirdly is a moral system.
你的道德观会要转化。
You need to have a transformation in your moral system.
如果你信主以后。
After you accept, believe in the Lord.
你的道德是根据神的标准。
Your moral should align with God's standard.
信主以前是根据良心。
Before you become a Christian, your moral standard is according to your conscience.
传统。
Tradition.
社会风俗。
Social standard, moral standard.
国家的法律。
The law of the land.
人家说什么我就做什么。
What other people say, I do.
求主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
若有人在基督里。
If anyone's in Christ.
他就是新造的人。
He's a new creation.
旧事已过。
The old has gone.
都变成新了。
The new has come.
这是一个转化的人生。
This is a transformed life.
转化的开始。
A start, a beginning of a transformation.
从重生开始。
To start being born again.
当你重生得救以后。
After you born again.
你还要在人面前受洗。
You also need to be baptized in front of people.
我们下面就要请两位来访问他们。
So we're going to invite the two who's going to be baptized, and we're going to interview them.
我们要确定他们真的认识神。
We're going to make sure they really know God.
Aaron 跟那个。
好，那我们今天第一位要受访问的就是我们的姐妹瑜伽。
So the first one going to be baptized, Yuja, our sister.
给她掌声鼓励吧，鼓励她。
Let's welcome her.
她有没有麦克风？我给你，没关系。那你请你介绍一下你的名字，你是从哪里来
？Okay, introduce yourself, your name, and where you come from.
谢谢大家来我的洗礼聚会，我叫瑜伽。从中国四川来。
Okay, thank for everyone to come to my baptism. I am Yuja and I came from Sichuan, China.
那你来了美国有多久了？
八个月。
How long have you been in U.S.? A month.
八个月。
那你来了我们的教会有多久了？
上次的洗礼会到现在。
I have been in this church. My first visit was on last baptismal service, so that's about 4 months.
那你是怎么样来到我们的教会呢？谁介绍你来我们教会的
？Angela.
Angela invited me to church.
Angela 带我来。
很好，所以 Angela 是他的救命恩人。
So Angela is the one who brought her to church, and she came to know the Lord.
那你瑜伽，你可以简单的介绍一下你是。神在你生命当中是怎他怎么样帮助你
So EJ, can you shortly tell us how God helped you in your life?
我刚来美国的时候不会讲英文，有问到很有很多问题。
Okay, when I just came to the U.S., I don't know any English, and I encounter many problems.
我需要办看医生，需要去很多地方办我的事情。
So I need to go see doctor and do a lot of errands.
但是冥冥中有很多神在我身边安排一些人在帮助我。
So God arranged many people to help me.
然后我一直很顺利。
And everything went smoothly.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那瑜伽，你可以讲一下你信主之前你的人生是怎么样呢？
Yuja, can you share with us what was your life like before you became a Christian?
在信主之前，我是一个非常叛逆。
So before I became a Christian, I was a very rebellious person.
很迷乱。
And my lifestyle was very messy.
我有很多不好的习惯。
I have a lot of bad habits.
我很苦读，因为我很需要占有欲很强，我需要控制别人。
So I have a lot of bitterness, and I'm very selfish. I like to control people.
很自私一个人。
A very selfish person.
没有意义的，就是没有就是不认识神，就是过得很苦读。
So when I don't have God, I have a lot of bitterness in my heart.
所以说我一直过得很痛苦，不知道明天是什么，不知道什么叫生活。
So my life was very miserable. I didn't know what living is.
所以那感谢主，那我相信你信主之后，你生命一定有很大的改变。你可以分享一下吗
？Okay, praise the Lord. I'm sure after you became a Christian, your life has been changed. Can you share a little bit what your life is like after you accept Christ as your Savior and Lord?
我认识主以后。我参加聚会，把那个神的，就是那个圣经的讲的话，跟我以前的生活对比了。
So after I became a Christian, I attend church fellowships and get to know about God, and I was able to compare my life now with my previous life.
发现圣经才是我最想要的生活。
And I find that the life according to the Bible is what I wanted.
从此以后，我觉得很喜乐。
And since then, I have become very joyful.
我很感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
也很感谢牧师，感谢这个教会。
And I thank the pastor and brothers and sisters in this church.
谢谢。
Thank you.
那瑜伽，我听说最近你有一个蛮大的事情在你生命当中发生了，是不是一个你可以分享一下你这个事情吗
？And Yuja, God did a wonderful, amazing thing in your life recently. Would you please share with us?
就是我以前刚来美国，我是有游客身份来的。
So when I came to U.S., I came on a visitor's visa.
很多新移民的人，他们都知道这个身份对一个新移民的人很重要。
So you know this for a lot of new immigrants to change very important to have a U.S. status, be able to stay here.
我不知道。我能不能拿到这个身份
？I don't know if I will be able to get a permanent visa.
我知道我求谁都没有用。我知道我求谁都没有用。
I know it's worthless to ask people for help.
然后我就听到贝斯姊妹说她不停的聚会，然后就成就了一件事情。
So I heard testimonies from Sister Bessie how God had helped her in the past.
然后我就正好教会有一个聚会，我就来了，一直来。
So when I keep attending all the church fellowship meetings,
我就不想到我的身份有多重要。
So I sort of ignore about my desire to have the permanent visa.
我每天就很喜乐的在这个地方聚会。
So I joyfully attend all the meetings.
我的朋友 Grace 她问我，你不知道你在高兴什么。
And my friend Grace said, "I don't know what are you so happy about."
所以说我很高兴她今天也能来。
And I'm so happy that she can come.
是的，所以这件事我觉得这是很开心的事情。
So I feel this is a very happy thing.
对，谢谢。
所以
感谢主。
所以瑜伽就是他先求神的国跟神的义，然后他的一切的需要神也加给他。
So what Yuja did that when he came here, he came to seek the Lord first. He didn't think about be able to get us visas to be able to stay here, and then God grant what she.You know, needed and grant her the green card, right?
其实当初我们家里的人都在问你是不是要想请牧师帮你作证啊。
And a lot of people asked, do you want a pastor to certify you that about staying here?
因为那个身份是不是就是说要拿来作证这个意思？但是我没有。
I didn't really ask pastor to help me to help me stay here at all.
他们都觉得奇怪，你为什么要去教会？
And they always wonder what I want to go to church.
因为我觉得有教会的话，有一种平安。
Because when I come to church, I experience peace.
神给我，神是一个很奇妙的神。
God is an amazing God.
在你很需要，在你很困苦的时候，他会在你旁边。
He's with you when you're going through hard times.
其实有时候我们跟人讲
，A lot of time we share with others.
其实一大堆负面的话，你肯定是一天都不能过了。
it's hard to go through a lot of negative words, negative circumstances.
然后我读圣经的话就不一样。
But after I start reading the Bible, it's different.
我们不看外面怎么样。
I don't look at the circumstances.
但是我们心里面一直都会很快乐。
But inside of us, we can have peace and joy and happiness.
很好，所以我也知道，瑜伽他也不停的每个我们教会在过去上个月他的聚会的，他基本上每个聚会他也有来。
So last three months, she attended all our spiritual awakening.And meetings, breakthrough meetings.
对，很好。那瑜伽，那想最后问你一下，你今天重生得救之后，你以后在神的国度里，神的在基督里有什么盼望，有什么期待呢
？So, Yuja, after you get baptized today, and since you're in the kingdom, what are your expectations? What do you like to pursue?
我希望我在基督里面继续成长。
I want to grow. I want to grow in Christ.
不是今天聚完会就结束了。
It doesn't end here after the baptism.
就像牧师讲的，今天只是一个开始而已。
Like Pastor said, today is only a beginning.
接下来还有很多很长的路要走。
It's a long journey after this.
我希望我们教会的每一个兄弟姐妹有空都聚会，我们一起成长。
So I hope everybody will in this church will want to be on this path of growing in the Lord.
Hallelujah! 赞美神。
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! 谢谢。可以了，谢谢。那第二位就是我们的弟兄，请郑小青弟兄上来。
And this is our brother 小青。
各位兄弟姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
对，那小青，你可以简单介绍一下你是从哪里来？你来了美国有多久？你是做什么
？Okay, briefly, 小青 can you introduce yourself to us? Where you came from and what do you do?
我来自中国大陆湖北省。
I came from Hubei, China.
来到美国已经有13年了。
I came to the U.S. 13 years already.
拿到了美国的博士学位。
And I had a PhD.
现在是一名。在环境和水资源方面的工程师。
So I'm an engineer at a water treatment facility.
在单位里还不错，现在算是 supervisor.
And he's a supervisor.
所以小青是很优秀的一个从中国来的博士，有博士学位的这个很优秀的人。
So小青 is a very outstanding person from China.
所以那小青你是来了我们教会有多久了
？How long have you been here, to our church, 小青？
准确的时间是今年五月二十号来到这里。
I came here on May 20th.
大致有三个半月的时间。
About 3.5 months.
所以我看小青对来我们教会是很认真的，他连那个日子也知道。
He has been diligent attending our church.
是啊。
对，那小青，你可以讲一下你是怎么样来到我们的教会呢？是谁介绍你啊？你是来我们教会经过
？How did you come to our church? Who introduced you to our church?
我们来之前呢，我在 Marine County, San Rafael.
I live in Marine County, San Rafael.
要过那个 Richmond 的桥 ，Bridge 才能到这里。
I did cross the Richmond Bridge to come here to worship.
在那里，我们跟我的夫人一起啊，站在前面，坐在前面。
So my wife.In front,
我们在一个有一个 Asian Marine Community Church.
We were attending Asian Marine Community Church.
在那里呢，主要是讲英文。
And there, it's an English-speaking congregation.
我的夫人的英语 还在学习中。
My wife still learning English.
所以她比较习惯于讲中文。
So she is more comfortable with Mandarin speaking.
我们就一直在找啊，就找一个有讲中文的教会。
So we have been seeking for a Mandarin speaking church.
但是在 Marin County 一直没有找到。
But in Marin County, there's no Mandarin speaking church.
在五月二十号一个偶然的机会。
So on May 20th, we had an opportunity.
有一位姐妹啊，就说，哎，她在一位。在哪里看到了？说有这样一个中国教会在这个 Richmond。
So I believe there's a friend who at church saw Great Commission Christian Church either on Google or Haojiao. It's Haojiao newspaper. So our advertisement.
然后呢，我的夫人还以为是在那个 Richmond 的后面的哪一个地方？Asian market 的后面。
So my wife thought it was a church behind the Asian market.
然后我开车呢，就看到这里来了。
So I drove my car here.
就是这样，我们就到了这个。
And that's how we got here. God led them here.
非常好，所以是神的带领，然后小金他也愿意来。
完全是自己就开车，自己都不知道到哪里去了。
I drove the car. I didn't know where I was going. I end up here. That has to be God.
很好，那小青，我听说你在来了我们教会三个月，也有很多经历神的经历，你可以分享一下吗
？So, 小青 you've been here 3 months, and I know you experienced God, during this 3 months. Can you share a little bit?
来到这个教会呢，其实我们以前呢也有多年的到教会里去。
So before I came to the church, we have attended church before.
这个，但是说就我呢，就是说。总体来讲呢是相信神在以前
So before I believe in God
为什么相信神呢因为我是从事自然科学与工程技术研究工作的
So I had an engineering background
我所知道的像牛顿大师还有爱因斯坦这样的著名的科学家他们都是忠实的主耶稣的信徒
So I know those famous scientists like Einstein and John Newton, they are all devout Christians.
据我所知啊，牛顿呢，他一直在想这样一个问题。
So Newton was always meditating on a problem.
牛顿他是研究力学的。
Newton is a physicist.
Mechanics. Okay. 他对这个地球的运转呢、啊，他就一直在想，因为
he keep thinking about the rotation of the Earth.
因为他的力学的研究，如果一个物体要运动，必须要有最开始有一个力让它运动。
So he feel for Earth to be turning, there must be a power that's pushing it.
那么这个地球围绕太阳这个旋转，它最开始是怎么旋转起来的呢
？So how did the Earth start turning?
他就觉得这是只有神这样最大，神的力量才能使这个地球刚开始让它运转了，然后永续的运转。
So he feel that it got to be a God that is able to allow the Earth to rotate.
所以我作为一个从事科学和工程技术的我也还是相信这个世界确实有一个无形的力量那就是主的力量掌管这个世界
So being a scientist and engineer I believe there must be a God that is in control of this
但是在这个信主的过程中呢我的夫人的身体啊一直不好
But in this process of being a Christian my wife didn't have very good health
我们每天的祷告
So we pray every day
但是呢我感觉也没有得到任何响应
and but I just feel like God is not answering our prayers.
因为我的夫人到现在身体还是很虚弱
because my wife is still very weak.
所以这样让我呢就总是很疑惑
so it makes me very doubtful that God did not answer my prayers.
今年五月二十号来到这里以后
since May 20th, since I arrived, came to this church,
也参加了多次的田牧师主持的苏醒与突破的学习
and I attended many of the spiritual awakening and breakthrough meetings
但是没有瑜伽那样经常来天天来
but I doesn't have a night and day transformation like 瑜伽
但是在这学习的过程中呢
but in this process of learning
也从那个和那个牧师啊还有一些姐妹们的学习的过程中
from the sharing of pastor and brothers and sisters in this church
我也总结出了一条就是说我们不要呢在相信的过程中呢不断的产生疑惑
So I came to a conclusion that I shouldn't be doubting when I go through trials.
因为任何人任何时候都可能出现一些问题。
Because there will always be problem appears.
不可能说你这一生一世每一件事都让你很顺利。
No, this life doesn't mean going. There's not going to be smooth sailing through this life. No, there will be problems in this life.
所以呢，我要在这以后，我觉得应该是在一直要坚定我的信心。
So I just feel I need to continue to have faith in God and trust Him.
绕过这些困惑的事情
，especially when I'm going through hard times.
从绕过的过程中得到真正的祝福
，and through the trials we experience God's blessing.
这就是我自己在这个整个的体验过程。
And this is why I've lived through this journey.
非常好，所以小青就是今天就是一个星星往前走的一个新开始。
So this is the beginning of a faith journey.
也听到小青的分享，也知道他很爱他的妻子。
And from his journey, you know, he really loves his wife.
Hallelujah.
He loves his wife.
我总是希望我的夫人得救，好好的身体上得救。
I really want my wife to really be restored in her health.
很好，非常好。那小青，你可以讲一下你今天决定要相信神，那决定要重生，你希望以后在神的国里面有什么盼望，有什么期待呢？就是三年五年后的你想在神的国怎么样成长呢
？So, how, 小青 ，How do you, after that you have accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord? What are your expectation of where you're going to be in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? What's your hope?
其实啊，我觉得跟神呢、啊，最主要的是要跟，就是相信神的过程，就主要是要跟神建立一种很好的亲密关系。
I want to have an intimate relationship. I want to build an intimate relationship、
Hallelujah.
with God.
我以前跟神的关系就是有总是在那说神啊你给了我了我再跟你关系好一些
See before I said God you give me what I want and I will have a better relationship with you
那我现在要改变这样一个观念
So I need to change this perspective、
Amen. 我现在愿意要跟神产生良好的关系
I want、
Amen.
to have good relationship with God first
然后呢得到神的祝福
And then I will have God's blessing、
Amen.
这就是我的期盼
This is my conclusion.
Hallelujah. 赞美我们的主。好，那这访问就到这里结束了。
Okay, we finish our interview here. 、we're going to have some brothers come and help up here.Those people when they take pictures can come close.